Chapter 3. The Ark. During the long month when Ironsides made its journey to the Ark, I dozed, then woke, then dozed again in my box. I preferred the dozing. When I was awake, all I could think about was my humiliation in the Subbo, as if it had only just happened. Was this going to happen to me every time we went into freefall? On the Ark, I'd be free to roam, except at the changeover points when they'd have to lock me in a box or strap me down just to keep me from engaging in revolting behavior. Each time, I would be reminded of my weakness, which was bitterly unfair. Most of the time, it was the humans who revolted me, and no one locked them in boxes or strapped them down. I knew that my feelings of persecution were absurd. I wasn't being persecuted in particular. I simply belonged to an oppressed species, which, on Earth at least, included every species that wasn't human. Most non-humans didn't mind, of course. Most non-humans didn't even know they were being exploited, domesticated, dominated, and spiritually annihilated by the master race. Only I and a handful like me. If there was anyone in the universe like me, or was I wondered, alone? Was I, in fact, the only thinking entity that existed? Were human beings nothing but imaginary tormentors spawned by my own self-hatred? And if I only came to accept my hairy little self for what I was, would they then go away? Or turn kind? Or even loving? Did Pink have wings? In such moments of despondency.